We are learning with Sechus Pesachim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. From the beginning, the bottom Lamed Vav on base, Tanur Rabbanon. Tanur Rabbanon, Ein Oifin Pas Ovav Pas Achtavir Beshama. You're not allowed to bake fat bread, means matzahs that are thick, on Pesach. Tavir Beshama. Besil Matirim, Besil holds his mutter. And right now we think the pshat is because when you bake thick matzahs, it's very hard to make sure it doesn't become chametz. And Besil holds his mutter. Besham holds it's awesome. Besil holds mutter. The kama pas ava. Until what shear does Besil allow it? Omer Avunam tefach. You allowed to do up to tefach thick. She came and seen a lechem upon him tefach because you find a lechem upon him it was a tefach thick. Like Rashi explains, lechem upon him was not allowed to be chametz. Like it says in the pasuk. B'chol minchas shekivu, it says Rav is lechem upon him. It cannot be chametz, a lechem upon him. And still, lechem upon him was thick a tefach, because the Gemara says that panim ain't panim pachas with tefach. Therefore, lechem upon him is a tefach thick, and it wasn't chametz. So you see, you can make matzah up to a tefach thick. Maskel for Rav Yosef, what's the rai from lechem upon him? Im omer b'zrizim, if you said that kahanim who are very careful, they can make thick bread without having a problem with chametz, Yerimish, and Azrizim will say, but any person can make such matzahs, maybe Dafka Kahanim or Azrizim could do that. That's number one chilik between here, difference between here and Lechem upon him. Number two, Im Omu will pass Ameila, Yerim will pass Shein Ameila. The lach is that when they made the dough for the Lechem upon him, or any mincha in the base of Mikdash, they used to have Sholish Meya Shifa, it means they hit it with their hand 300 times and punch with the fist 500 times. Chomish Meya is beat, like Rashi says. They worked the bread the entire time with heavy working that made sure they become chametz. Mashenke us, we don't do that with our dough. And therefore, I know about matzah makers, they try to use it to do stuff the whole time. We don't do it on that level. So again, what's the raya? Another difference. In the Beit HaMikdash, they had special dry firewood that they used to collect. It says from Tuba Av and on, already they didn't cut any wood for Marach anymore because already the sun is not so strong after the 15th day of Av. So did that Eitzim Beishim. You remember Eitzim Lachim? Our firewood is moist. By them, the oven was boiling hot. Every single day they cooked up that oven. It was boiling hot at all times. Our ovens are not that hot. Yerim v'tana tzoinim, say by a colder tanner. Imam v'tana shal matachas, yerim v'tana shal cheras. There, they used the metal ovens in the Beis Mikdash, which was very, very hot. Our ovens are made out of earthenware. So the Gemara's kasha is, don't bring me a rye from lechem upon him. Let's take a tepach. Our way of baking is not on the same level, and therefore we should not be allowed to make such thick matzahs, and don't learn from lechem upon. So what does it mean? Beis Hillel's mat there to make Passover. So the Gemara of Yerim Bar Abba, she'ilis is Rebbe B'yichud. I want them to ask my Rebbe privately, Umanu Rav, and who is Rav Yirmiyah's Rebbe Rav? Ikedami, another version is, Ikedami, Omer Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Omer Rav, she'ilis is Rebbe B'yichud. This way, Rav is saying over. You remember saying same Rav, who said over. I asked my Rabbi B'yichud, the one who is Rav's Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He asked him privately, my pas over, and he answered. It doesn't mean thick pas. It means pas meruba. It means a lot of pas. It means they fill up the whole oven with pas, even though they didn't need so much pas. They just fill up the whole pas, the whole oven with pas and yontif. And my karli pas over. So why is it called thick pas? From the nefisha belisha, because when they made the dough, they had a lot of dough, it was a thick dough. Then they split it up in a bunch of different challahs, a bunch of different matzahs. But it was a thick dough, that's why it's called pas ava. V'bayisema, ba'asra da'itana pas meruba pas ava karole. In that tana, in that city, the tana that they call a lot of pas ava, thick pas. So my time, most of pshat in this halacha, m'chagz v'sham v'shilol, if you're allowed to cook a lot of pas, bake a lot of pas, a lot of matzah on Pesach, my time of imshim lekar tarach tirch leitzarech. If pshat meishami is because you bring tarach tircha, you don't need so much bread today, matzah today, and therefore shlo leitzarech. And why Beis Hillel argue? Tosis explains because the Gemara in Mishnah and Beis says that it's better when you fill up a tanur with a lot of matzah, a lot of bread, it bakes better. Therefore, it's a tzarech for today to have better bread. You let it fill up the whole. You let it fill up the whole oven with matzah. But the question is, if Vosep is Pesach, Maya Pesach, Vil Yontiv Nami, it's a Yontiv Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is, could I make a lot of pas on Yontiv, even though I don't need every piece of bread today, every piece of matzah today? Just the Shilas, I'm allowed to do it because it makes it bake better. So I feel Vil Yontiv Nami. Shvira Machlekes. Mar Echnami. V'hai Tana b'yantzav Pesach. The punkt was going on yantzav Pesach, so he said Pesach. Was lav dafka on Pesach. Any yantiv is the same Machlekes v'sham v'sol. Taina v'halkev a brayz that proves this point also. They were talking about any yantiv. Says v'sham v'yomrim. Ain oifim pas ava v'yantiv. Says yantiv v'sol matirim. And this is a right. This pshat was a vart of Pesach. If it was a vart of Pesach, so it should have said Pesach. If it was a vart of Chometz, it should have Pesach. It's Yontif, because the Machlekes is if you're allowed to bake extra pas or not. That's the shayla over here. The Tanakhama says, Enoifin, Vesham says, Enoifin, Vesel Samatirim. So let's just recap what we learned. So we learned that pas ava means Pizem does not mean thick pas. It means making a lot of pas. And that's Machlekes Vesham Vesel. So if you, now you can understand why it said he asked them B'yichud. The Mepharshim would explain, like, what it say if he asked his Rebbe like privately, what it privately. So the Teretz says, because here, to explain Shana surprise, a pass of means a lot of pass, sounds like a little bit of a Mechudish to Kapshat. And they could have told him, what do you mean, you never heard such a thing? You listened wrong, you didn't hear. So he says, what do you mean, I was there privately. I sat privately with Rav or Rabbeinu HaKosh, my Rebbe's, and I heard exactly, this is the Pshat, and therefore that could be Pshat and pass of. So I'll tell you more about it. Torah Rabbanon, talking about matzahs again. Yoitzim bepas nakiya, you're allowed to use all type of flours, all type of bread for matzah. Pas nakiya, which is fine flour, or vahadra, that's coarse flour, like the whole wheat flour with all the bread inside it. Uvasarikin hamitsuyarim bepesach, apishamru inosarikin hamitsuyarim bepesach. You're allowed to use matzahs that have pictures on it, or they're shaped in a certain surah, even though you're not allowed to do it lechatchila on Pesach. And we'll see why, and I'll do it like on in a second. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. So we saw sitting in the price, so you're allowed to make matzah out of fine flour and out of coarse flour, you're allowed to make and colored matzahs that have a tzura, a picture or a shape. It's also the chatchila, but the evidence is good. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Dovazeh Shaul Baisis Ben Zun Lacham. There was a baker, he owned a bakery, his name is Baisis, and he asked the Chachamim, why can you make matzahs with pictures on it on Pesach? So yeah, the Chacham answered, because it takes a while to make it, to make the whole surah, and if you leave it around, the dough will become chametz. So the baker, Baisis, told him, we have in our bakery, we make like a form, we can do it very quickly. We don't have to wait around. We don't have to carve it out. We have a form. So the Chacham said, you're right. Technically you're right that your thing would be better. Your matzahs would be better. But people will say, oh, everyone's picture matzahs are no good, but yours are fine. And therefore we made a light plug. You can't make picture matzahs because we don't want to have this problem of coming chametz. Om Rav Loza Bar Tzolik, Pam Achas Nechnasti Acha Abel Beis Rav Gamil. I one time went after my father into Rav Gamil's house. Rav Gamil was a Nasi. He viewed the fun of Sarikim Hamatsuyarma Pesach. He brought in front of him these matzahs that had shapes on them, or forms on them, pictures. Amarti, so I told my father, didn't the Chum say that you're not allowed to make matzahs with a picture on it? Amali, Bini, Loishakal Adam Amru. They didn't say this for private people. Ela Shal Nachtoim Amru. They only said it for bakeries. Because bakery is much of a makbid to do it very nicely and to make sure it comes out perfect, and therefore become chametz. There's another version of this answer. Bakeries are more professionals. A lot of times they have forms, and it won't be a chametz. But by every person, when they're not professional, they'll make it chametz, and therefore they're mechalak doing two things. He said that this din, that he says there is a case where you're allowed to make matzahs with pictures if it's made very thin. But if it's made very thick, then it's worse. Because if it's very thin, it won't become chametz, not worried about it. But if it's very thick, where does it become chametz, and therefore you cannot make with pictures. Akaponim, we paschal maisa, you can't make matzahs with pictures because the shayla of becoming chametz. But the dogum ravava, that's the Noyde Behuda, in Aruch Chaim Shin Mesim and Shin Mem, is Vadaik from here. It's only a Shaila here of Chametz. What happened to the Shaila? How did he eat the matzah? You're breaking the pictures. It's Moichik. You know, you're not allowed to have letters on a cake. Zokta Yehuda state here that if the tzura is part of the food, part of the matzah, not something that's added on top of it, you're allowed to eat it and be mechukah. That's what Yehuda says. The Chazanish argues, but this is not Yehuda's shita. Mishmur brings down says b'shas etchak. You definitely can makel. Definitely for kids, you can makel that if it's part, if it's part of the tzura, like a Jack and Jill cookie, it's not a shayla that of breaking of being mechukah because it's part of the cookie and therefore it's mutter. So tomorrow, Vayta Tana Rabbana. Hasufkonim. Now the Gemara's gonna start talking about challah, the chi of a challah. We know when someone makes a certain shir challah, you have to 7-8 cups ready. You have to take out a bracha. There's the chi of to take off challah. If they make for something and in time of the Beis Hamikdash you gave it to the kohen, the challah. The only thing chayiv and challah is only thing something that's bread, that's lechem. Same thing for matzah, it has to be lechem. So now the Gemara's gonna discuss different type of breads. Are they called lechem or not? Tarabon has sufganim, that is spongy bread, vadavshanim, and that's bread that's fried in oil, in honey, viskaritin, that's very thin crackers, vichalas hamasras, we'll see in a second what that is, vahamaduma, that's chulin mixed up with truma. All these things are pturim in a challah. And the only thing we know pshat so far is meduma. The reason why it's part of a challah is because the Rashi says if it has truma already mixed with chulin, there's no chiv to take off challah, because you don't take off. It says terimu truma ksev lo shekvahir truma. It says by challah loshen terimu truma. You only take off challah, but not something that already has truma in it. But we have the other four things all part of a challah. Have to see why. Sufganim, tufshanim, eskritim, and challah samasras. First of all, it's my challah samasras. Omrav shumalevi is a chol shavalabatim. That is flour that first is cooked with water, and then they bake it. Now, how did they bake these four type of things that make it part of Mechala? So, Amr HaShlakish, Halalu Maisa Ilfasein. The reason why these four things are part of Mechala is that you fry them. You put them in a frying pan, that's how you baked it. And that is not called bread, that's why you're part of Mechala. Rabbi Yechon Amr, Maisa Ilfas Chayavim. If you put it in a frying pan and you baked it that way, it is Chayav Mechala. But Halalu, the reason why these are part is Sha'am Bechama, because you made it in the sun, and that's why it's part of Mechala. So we have here machlekes. So Shlokas holds making something in a pan, not in the oven, is not called lechem. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it is called lechem, but it don't, when it's made in the sun, it's not called lechem. Now, it's a very important Tosfos Lama Zayin Beis that speaks out two very important points. Number one, if that's aide mashke, if you put in the frying pan with a lot of liquid, even Rabbi Yechanan's maskim, that's a maisa ilfas and your pocket. If you cook this in water on a frying pan, it's a short pot. Even Rabbi Yechon agrees. Point number two is, Rabbi Yitam Shita is, that this whole sugya is talking about something like a blila raka, something like a pancake, something that pours. But something that's a thick dough, then l'kuli alma, if I bake it, even in a pan, it's chayav mechala. Because according to Rabbi Yitam, once you made a dough, it's chayav mechala. I don't care what I do afterwards. And once it's a dough, it's chayav mechala. Maybe Gabi HaMaitzi is a different halacha. For example, macaroni is made with thick dough, yichayev and challah, when they make it. It happens to be it's not hamaitzi because afterwards you cooked it. But that's according to the shita of Rebbein Tam. But the big nafka mina between the Rebbein Tam and the other shita, Sarash, is donuts. According to the Rebbein Tam, you're chayev challah when you make a dough for donuts. According to the Rash, who argues the Rebbein Tam holds, that anytime at the end of the day and you plan on it, you cook it afterwards, like donuts you cook in oil, you will not be chayev and challah. But here, we're talking about blila rak according to Taisus, or according to the Rash, even blila ava, even thick dough. And the shayla is, mechlekes, if you put it in a pan, is that called lechem or not? So again, Shlokesh holds, it's not called lechem, according to Rechon, it is called lechem. Meisvei, Asu, Akasha, it says in a braisa, Hasifkonim, Vadovshonim, Vaskritim. That Sifkonim is spongy bread. And again, you will see the fear of Shlokas, you put it into Ilfis, and that's why it's Patek, and you put it into Chama. Has Sifganim, what? Sifganim doesn't mean what we, the Gemara doesn't mean what we call Sifganio. Sifganim means spongy bread. Assume Kispug, Rash says. Has Sifganim, Vahadavshanim, which means something fried in honey, Vahaskritim and crackers. Asa'am be'ilfis, made in a pan, in a frying pan. Chayavim. Yechayiv in chala. Bechama in the sun is pturim. It's potter. So it's chayiv. Tzivta Rav Shem of Lakish. It's a kash of Shlokash. Shlokash said that ilfis is not chayiv in chala. Amaula. Am Lakish Shem of Lakish. Hakumayin skinon. Sher tiach of Sef Hidvik. Rav Shlokash agrees there is a way that a frying pan can be the same thing like a oven. How is that? if you first cooked up that pan until it's boiling hot, and you put the dough in it, the minute it hits there, starts baking, that exactly, it mimics the oven. So she'asiach, you warmed up, you cooked up, you boiled up the pan, v'lpsef hidvik, then you put the pas in it. There it's the same thing like a tanner. Aval hidvik, v'lpsef v'siach, there my, hakanami the p'turim, you potter, it means if you did it the opposite way, and you first put the bread in, the dough in, and then you cooked it up, you're going to be potter. So then, al tani seif asa mechama p'turim, according to Shlokish, why say a case of asa mechama p'turim? Just say, lift like this the day. Just say like this, medvar amurim, when do we say a pan is called bread, could go into a tiach of seif hidvik, if you first cooked up the pan and then you attached it? Have a hidvik of seif asiach, if you first put the bread, the dough in, and then you warmed up the pan, it should be p'turim, according to Shlokish. So why does the Braisa say Chama is Pater, say Bigachish? Even a pan is Pater, in the case where Hidbik was serving Siach. Tomorrow says, not a problem, I'll answer like this. Chsuri Mech Svechtani. When do we say that on the Ilfis Yechayim and Chala Sher Tiach, where you warmed up the pan, Musaif Hidbik, then you attach the dough. Ava Hidbik, Musaif Siach, if you attached, you first put the dough in, then you warmed up the pan, Nasek Kimisha Osam Mechayim Pturim. Then it's like you did it with Chama, and you are Pater. So we got out of that kasha on Shlokish. Let's have another kasha. Toshima. Yoitzim b'matzah hino or b'matzah asuya b'ilfis. The halacha is yoitzah, the mitzvah of matzah, with matzah that's hino, means it's not 100% baked. It's not completely baked. And you are yoitzah with matzah asuya b'ilfis. And with matzah made in a frying pan. So first a kasha on Shlokish. And for the Gemara, hachanami shir tiach b'losoif hidbik. It could be the case is that you mar siach first, and then you it means you warm up the pan first. Then Matzvik, then Shlokish even agrees. I got both these kashas. The Marsha asks the Alfit Tosfos that says our Shlokish agrees by belila ova, by a thick dough that yichayev. We could have answered over here that we're talking about a belila ova. I in the Marsha what he says it's on Tosfos on base that kasha. But upon him, we answer Shlokish. Our Shlokish agrees that our siach. B'sayf hidbik, there, even if you're a shlokish, a pan will be called baking. My matzah hino, what's called matzah that's not 100% cooked? Hino comes from the lashon of na. Al toich leven na, means raw. It's not 100% baked. So what is that? I want to read on Shmuel. Kol sheparsa ve'ein chutim shalchemena. It has to be baked enough that when you pull it apart, it's not stringy. If it's stringy, then that's for sure not baked. If it's still like strings of dough going from one to another, that's sure not baked. It has to be at least past that. Amar Rava, v'chein lach mei toida. The same halacha applies for lach mei toida. Halacha is lach mei toida. You have to have bread for the toida, matzahs and chametz. We're talking about 40 chalas when you shech your carbon. Now it has to be baked already first, and it has to be caramel panel. So we're saying the same level is. Karmel Pneah is the same level as this. There can't be chutin mshachem mena. So Gemara Pshita, hachol lechem ksiv, by matzah says lechem, but hachol lechem ksiv, by toidah says lechem. So of course, that's the same halacha. If it's baked enough that you pull it apart, there is no strings, so it should be good. So what's the chiddush of saying lechem toidah, same thing of matzah? So my answer is, ma'u detem, you would think, hachol v'ksiv, it says the halacha by toidah, you have to give one out of every 10. There's four type of chalas. Three matzah and one chametz, altogether 40 chalas. One out of every 10 go to the kohen. So it says v'hikra menu echad mi kol carbon, and we dash into the word echad that shloitel paros. They can't be. You can't give the kohen a piece. You have to give him a whole chala. So a halacha, you would think that if it's not baked like completely, it's command the priest dami. It's like it's broken because it breaks very easily. If it's not baked completely, it'll break easily. You pull it, it'll fall apart. So therefore, you would think it's like it's called a paros, it's called not called whole. Kamash v'lo lachmei toida v'same halacha of matzah, even though it has another halacha that has to be whole. This is called whole also, even though it's hina, even though it's not 100% baked to perfection.